Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
Bill Hybels has been talking about retirement for about 4 or 5 years. It's been a long career for him, 42 years as the founding pastor of Willow Creek Community Church in South Barrington, Illinois, near Chicago. In those 42 years, that church has become one of the most influential megachurches, not only in the United States, but in the world. It has spawned the Willow Creek Association, which I would argue is a quasi-denomination in its own right, and the Global Leadership Summit, which, well, presidents and politicians and Hollywood stars and megastars will appear there to be interviewed often by Bill Hybels. And Bill Hybels himself, an extremely influential pastor in the American landscape. Last night, he gathered together a relatively small group, but still large group, for it is a megachurch after all, to announce that he is resigning, not simply retiring, but ahead of the schedule for his retirement. By the end of the year, he is resigning. This comes in the midst of stories in the press, now nationally, not only in the Chicago area, about allegations of sexual misconduct. We're going to be talking about that story, Bill Hybels' resignation. Joining us to do so on this Wednesday afternoon, Manya Brashear Pashman, religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune, co-author of a story in today's Tribune titled Hybels Steps Down from Willow Creek Following Allegations of Misconduct. Manya, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you, Todd.
Has Bill Hybels admitted to any sexual misconduct?
He has not. There have been investigations, internal investigations, and one external investigation conducted by the church, all of which have cleared him of any misconduct. The Chicago Tribune found additional women who had allegations about Hybels, and he denied any wrongdoing in those allegations as well.
So what has he admitted to?
You know, last night was really the first time he was apologetic about any of this, of the situation with his congregation. And what he apologized for were really 3 things. One was his initial reaction to the allegations, which was one of anger and denial. He called some of the allegations flat-out lies. And I think that shocked some members of the congregation to hear that kind of language and that kind of tone from a pastor when women are coming forward with painful allegations. He did apologize for that. He also apologized to the congregation and admitted to putting himself in precarious situations where, you know, perhaps, you know, alone in a hotel suite with a woman, where he was having a business meeting and didn't think anything of it. He said last night that he would be more sensitive to the dynamics of those relationships in the future and would not do that again. And then he also had apologized for offending anyone with anything that might have been misunderstood or misconstrued, any way that he might have, any gestures or words that he might have used that offended.
Give us a brief history of Bill Hybels and Willow Creek Community Church there in South Barrington.
Well, Bill Hybels, it has been quite a rise. He founded Willow Creek Church more than 42 years ago. He started as a youth pastor in a northwest suburb of Chicago. And then those youth that he led kind of broke off from the church where they were and started their own church in a movie theater. It grew from about 100 people to about 1,000 at the end of the first year. And now Willow Creek Community Church is about 25,000 members. There are about 7 sites around the Chicago area. But even more importantly, Willow Creek has a global influence. It started in 1992. The Willow Creek Association, which is a leadership development organization for about 11,000 churches around the world who are kind of in the Willow Creek model. They offer the same kind of contemporary worship, the same kind of practical messages based on the gospel, and, you know, very much the model of Willow Creek that was so successful 42 years ago. He has kind of planted that seed around the world.
He was planning on a retirement, I believe, for the last 5 years or so, and in the last several months had announced that he would be retiring by the end of the year. What reasons did he give Tuesday night for stepping down early?
He said he didn't want to be a distraction and hinder any of Willow Creek's ministries. They've got a few very large events coming up, some that are community-based. The Global Leadership Summit is a huge annual event that the Willow Creek Association sponsors every summer. They have guests from business leaders, church leaders, Hollywood leaders come and speak about leadership. This is an event that Bill has hosted and often, I would say, MCs, for lack of a better term. And these events were coming up, and I think that there was some concern, maybe I don't know what the specific concerns were, if there had been drops in enrollment or attendance numbers were down, but he just didn't want to hinder the many ministries of Willow Creek. He decided stepping down would be the best option.
What specifically has he been accused of?
So the accusations range from uncomfortable hugs, maybe inappropriate language, inappropriate comments about the way someone looked in a dress, all the way to an unwanted kiss and a caress alone in a hotel suite with someone, suggestions that they lead Willow Creek Ministries together, kind of implying that they could lead their spouses, those kinds of things. Right now, we don't know of any allegations of sexual assault. So it's a little different from previous allegations against, you know, Hollywood movie moguls or things that we have heard of in the past. The allegations are not that bad, I should say, but still very painful for the women who were on the receiving end.
What do we know about his accusers?
So many of them were leaders or have been leaders in the church. Vonda Dyer and Nancy Beach were the two women that the Tribune interviewed that had not brought their allegations to church elders because they had concerns about the process and the way previous allegations had been investigated, or maybe not so much. And so Vonda Dyer was a former leader of the church's vocal ministry. She says she was very much part of Bill Hybels' inner circle of leaders. And Nancy Beach was one of Willow Creek's first female teaching pastors and was much beloved by the congregation there and really worked alongside Bill Hybels for many years until she resigned. And from her perspective, it was an amicable departure. She resigned because it was time. It was time to move on and leave Willow Creek. But then it took her a number of years to realize that some of the uncomfortable situations he had put her in matched other uncomfortable situations she was hearing about from other women. And she realized there might be a pattern of misbehavior here.
How did you first become aware of these accusations?
So they started with a number of senior leaders who had developed concerns about how Willow Creek was handling these allegations. They actually arose about 4 years ago, and as they pushed the elders of the church to investigate and to do an external independent investigation of the pastor, they pushed and pushed, and it became clear that their message was not getting through. They pushed for about 4 years. And so they were at their wits' end. They believed that women could be in danger. They were hearing that there were more women out there and really wanted to hold Bill Hybels accountable. They say they didn't have a grudge against the church. They actually love Willow Creek and had continued to speak there even on occasion, but they just weren't being heard. Their concerns weren't being heard, and they felt like this was a very important message to get out there to make sure that the right thing was done.
Beside the accusations themselves and Hybels' responses, is there any evidence that exists to corroborate either side's claims?
So that's a good question. The Tribune really went to great lengths to corroborate some of these claims. And one way we do this, as well as other media outlets, we look for contemporaneous corroboration. In other words, if people kept journals at the time, or if they told other people at the time what happened, we went back to those people and we asked for any kinds of documentation that might back up their stories. And so we went to great lengths to do that because, yes, some of these accusations were a he said, she said scenario. And that's really hard to prove or disprove. But, you know, in the case of Vonda Dyer, she told a longtime elder shortly after it happened. She told her husband every time something uncomfortable happened with Bill Hybels. And the same, you know, Nancy Beach also told other people who corroborated it for us. That was really, we did go to great lengths to do that.
Manya Bashir Pashman is our guest religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about the resignation of mega church pastor Bill Hybels amidst misconduct allegations. When we come back, we'll talk about the investigations, both in-house and independent.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore, thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about the resignation of Bill Hybels of Willow Creek amidst allegations of sexual misconduct. Our guest, Manya Bashir Pashman, religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune, co-author of a story in today's Tribune titled Hybels Steps Down from Willow Creek Following Allegations of Misconduct. Manya, before the break, you had mentioned both in-house and independent investigations. Tell us about those. What did they report?
So there were two internal investigations done by church elders. One, it started with confronting Bill Hybels about an alleged affair he had, extramarital affair he had had with someone at the church. They also confronted the woman who had made the allegation. She recanted the allegation. She said she had made it all up because she had a grudge against Bill. And they tried to look at his emails, which weren't accessible because as a pastor, he has all of his emails automatically deleted for security reasons. So they weren't really able to get much from the email. Then they looked at financial records and things like that and cleared him both times in those internal examinations. Then after some pressure from those senior leaders I mentioned before, they hired a lawyer outside the church who focuses on employment law. He came in and did an investigation of his own. He interviewed 29 people and tried to access the emails himself. And when I talk about emails, it's because the woman who had alleged the affair to a confidant, that confidant was who reported it to the elders. She was a former senior leader at the church. And in those conversations, apparently they had talked about exchanging many emails, coded emails, tawdry emails, for lack of a better term. And in the elder who originally went into the email system discovered that, yes, indeed, they had exchanged more than 1,100 emails, but they couldn't get to the content of those emails. And so that external investigator, that lawyer that the elders brought in, was able to read four of those 1,150 emails. And based on his 29 interviews, those four emails, and whatever other work he did, he cleared Hybels of misconduct. And so that was the external investigation that the church refers to conducting or having conducted.
What was the reaction of last night's audience to Bill Hybels' resignation?
You know, the place was mostly packed. I would say there weren't a lot of people in the balconies, but the rest of the sanctuary was full. And this was a hastily called meeting. I mean, people dropped everything and came out Tuesday night. They also broadcast the meeting to the satellite campuses, and people did make an effort to go. There was a rumor that he may step down, and I think they wanted to hear that. And the reaction was mixed. You know, it was sad. It was certainly a somber environment. And when he announced he was stepping down and also announced that he wouldn't be leading the Global Leadership Summit, there were audible groans in the audience and, you know, shrieks of no. But they weren't throughout the whole auditorium. I would say it was a minority of people in the crowd that reacted that way. I think most of the people that I spoke with, while they were sad about the situation, they did believe it was the right thing for him to do, especially if the ministries of the church were being hindered.
Will Hybels have any future involvement in Willow Creek, the Willow Creek Association, or the Global Leadership Summit?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, he did say that he was going to take some time away. He was seeking counseling. And I think that, you know, after that, he did say that he would come back and join the members, you know, in the seats and be a member. He and his family will always be members of Willow Creek. So I do believe he plans to worship there in the future. But whether or not he'll take a leadership role in the future, I think that really remains to be seen.
Finally, what can you tell us about the new co-leaders of Willow Creek?
Well, Heather Larson is the new lead pastor, and Steve Carter is the new lead teaching pastor. Now, what was decided last October, or I should say was announced last October, was that Bill would be succeeded by two people, and that was a first for the church, someone who would lead the teaching effort and someone who would lead kind of the business side of the church, almost as a CEO and be a member of the Board of Elders. This was the first time an evangelical church had tapped a woman to serve in that role, and which was very consistent with what Bill Hybels has preached. I mean, he has been a champion of women in leadership in the church. That is something that they studied, Willow Creek studied what the Bible said about that, and decided that, you know, women should be lifted up for their leadership gifts. And that's a sad irony here. I mean, I know a lot of the women who have made allegations were leaders in the church, and they're very grateful to Bill Hybels for bringing out their leadership gifts and really transforming their lives and giving them opportunities that they never would have had elsewhere. So they were very conflicted about coming forward with their allegations. But as people talked and as they heard other women's stories, they recognized patterns. And they realized that, yes, he may do some really wonderful things. He may have some really wonderful gifts. But there was this other side to them that they believed they should call out, and he should be held accountable for any wrongdoing he might have done.
What kind of reactions have you or the Tribune gotten to your stories on Bill Hybels and this unfolding story?
It's mixed. I mean, this is very painful for the congregation, as you can imagine. This is a pastor who has shaped and transformed thousands of lives in that congregation. And so I think that there is some belief that, you know, we're making this up, maybe some hope that we're making this up, and that we're attacking him for no reason. The allegations, you know, religious leaders are held to a higher standard. As I said, you know, the allegations included, you know, hugs and kisses, and we're not talking about sexual assault here, like they alleged with, you know, Harvey Weinstein, and, you know, it's a little different. But still, as a moral standard bearer, as a pastor who counsels people, the standard is higher. And I think that some people believe that we're unfairly attacking him for minor mistakes. But then there are others who have been very grateful and have expressed that, who have been grateful that we're holding a religious leader, a very influential religious leader, accountable. And those have, that's been nice to see, that people, despite their pain and despite their sadness about this news, they realize that people have to be held accountable.
Manya Brashear-Pashman is the religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune, co-author of a story in today's Tribune titled "Hybels Steps Down from Willow Creek Following Allegations of Misconduct." You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Manya, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
Well, it's certainly a sad day when any pastor has to step down over allegations like this. We do not yet know if the allegations are true. They are mounting. There's no doubt about that. But we don't know the truth of the story yet. It's not something to rejoice over. We have been frequent critics of Willow Creek, its theology, and of Bill Hybels and of parts of his teaching for decades now here on Issues, etc. But this is no cause whatsoever for rejoicing. This could happen to any pastor. It could happen to any pastor. The allegations or even the misconduct, the alleged misconduct, could happen to any pastor regardless of what his teaching is. So not a time for the body of Christ to rejoice, but to sorrow. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss men and church with Matthew Cochran. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.